Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, she is from Candler, North Carolina. She is the owner of two companies, TTL Harmony and TTL Harmony Publishing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Lynn Bachrat to the program. Lynn, welcome. How are you today?
Couldn't be better, Christopher. It's a joy to be here with you and your audiences. Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you are absolutely welcome. Why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Okay. I am a healer and a publicist, focused on helping humanity heal and awaken to the divine within. And I guess I hold space to help people, communities, and homes and land heal energetically, physically, and emotionally. And I help aspiring published spiritual authors get their inner compelling inspirational messages effectively expressed, published, and marketed. And I'll just give you one quick story. On the healing side, in 2011, I held space for a man who had suffered for over 40 years with severe chronic back pain that orthopedic surgeons recommended surgery for. And we spent 20 minutes, and I channeled some energy, and his pain disappeared completely, and I stopped in to see him 6 years later, and from that 20-minute session, he was completely healed, and he was still 6 years later without pain and completely healed. And on the business side, I have all sorts of things, like my grandfather discovered Jell-O. I'm a third-generation entrepreneur. I've started and run 7 companies, including a $60 million company that I was president of. And I've been the top salesperson in a couple of different companies, and in my TTL Harmony Publishing company, the first author that I have worked with, we have now 2 Amazon number one best-selling books, and I support my spirit by living with nature on top of a mountain outside Asheville. So that was a long answer.
Absolutely. Now, we're getting back to the guy with the surgery.
Yes.
Don't you know that surgeons will recommend surgery? Because that's what they do. That's how they make their money.
There you go. There you go. But this fellow, I was working in a spa and doing some healings, and he was actually the doorman. And he had, I forget what the number was, but it could have been like a 9-level pain, 6, 7, 8, 9-level pain. It was pretty bad, okay? And he'd been having that. So, regardless, Christopher, of what the orthopedic surgeon said and all the interests that exist in my mind, with our, quote, healthcare system or whatever you want to call it, this man suffered for a long period of time. He couldn't bend over properly, and he was a doorman. We went in this little closet because I didn't want to charge him. So, when people were coming in and out, there were these people who had hacks, and they were coming in and out, and we just sort of stood in there. And the poor guy was feeling, oh, my God, what's she doing? I didn't touch him at all. But he felt like he was being spun, to the left and to the right and around. But he said he trusted me 20 minutes. And I was there for another 3 months. And every day he would see me with this big smile on his face. And he would say, so far, so good, so far, so good. And my brother happens to be an oncologist. And he happened to say to me, Lynn, but do you have any long-term data? So I said, maybe I better, look up some of these clients. So I just went in and stopped in on the guy, and his pain went away completely, and he could bend, and he was strong as anything, and he had no pain, and it lasted. So regardless of the self-interest or where the orthopedic surgeons were coming from, the guy was in really bad pain for a long period of time, and it went away.
All righty.
I didn't do it, and I'm a channel, okay, as I believe, and I have so many beliefs about this world. We can all do these kinds of things, and it isn't us. It comes from other places, and if we get an opportunity to participate in it, it's just an honor.
All righty. So what kind of background or training do you need to be able to do what you do?
Well, are you asking about the healing part, Christopher, or are you asking about the marketing work, or are you asking about life?
The healing part.
The healing part. I'm going to tell you what I believe, and then, you know, I've got all sorts of credentials, and, you know, but let me tell you what I really believe, Christopher. What do you believe, Christopher, in terms of what's out there? Do you believe in, you know, do you think the only truth is just what you can see, or do you think there are other dimensions, or, you know, do you believe, and what do you call that if you think there's something else out there? What do you call that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, well, do you consider yourself a skeptic or a seeker or an agnostic or spiritual? Or I'm not hearing that you're spiritual, per se, or religious, or any of those.
Yeah, I don't, you know, generally even think about it, to be honest with you.
You don't think about it. Oh, that's fascinating to me. That's fascinating to me. Do you, Christopher, do you think that, wow, ooh, okay. Well, I think about it a lot, Christopher. And I guess, I'm not answering, I'll try and come back to your question, because knowing where you come from makes a big difference in what language I would use in giving you an answer. And I'm going to go slightly off topic on this question and answer it in a broader way, maybe, if this makes any sense to you. Let me ask you this, Christopher. Christopher, do you think our world is in good shape right now?
No.
Okay. Okay, so that's one thing we, you know, we're really holding hands on. And I don't either, Christopher. Are you hopeful, Christopher, about where you think the world can go? Or are you not sure, or are you a little bit down or pessimistic about stuff?
I think it could be better.
What does that mean?
I think it could, you know, at some point, you know, there should be, like, no unemployment, you know. Things like that. Okay. Nobody begging for food.
Okay. Okay. So here's my answer, and I don't have a time. I'll try and say it somewhat succinctly, okay? Okay. Are you familiar with the, you know, the Napoleon Hill or whatever, you know, the Think and Grow Rich or the Secret or all those kinds of business and manifesting kinds of books? Are you familiar with those?
Not really.
You're not? Wow. Okay. Well, all righty. We're on different pages with different things. But you're more of a technical kind of a guy, right? So I want to reach you. Okay, I'm gonna jump a little bit out there for you, Christopher. I believe, Christopher, that our world is not in really good shape, and that I think we're holding hands on. And I also believe, Christopher, that, you know, I mentioned to you offline that we just talked about Jack Canfield. You know who he is, the author of The Chicken Soup for the Soul, one of the best-selling authors of all time?
Mm-hmm.
You know him. Okay. What made him one of the best-selling authors of all time? How did that happen? Why? Why did that happen? Well, in my mind and my understanding is that he applied certain principles. People call it manifesting, or, you know, some of those other books that I just mentioned, in terms of that there's more to life. Your beliefs, your thoughts, your feelings, they're, you know, have you ever seen an aura? Do you believe people have an aura? Let me ask, here's a technical question. This is going to get to you. Okay, Christopher, I have the question to you. Christopher, do you believe in cell phones?
Yes, I do.
How does that energy get to me? If you call me on a cell phone, how do I get that information, Christopher?
It's just the way it works.
Oh, that's not a very... You got to answer me more basically than that, Christopher. I can't see it. How do I communicate with you? How do I communicate with my sister in a completely different country? Well, not on the landline, but how do you communicate on a cell phone? How does that work? What's the magic in there? Does
it
have anything to do with Einstein?
It's called radio waves.
Okay, so radio waves, but can you see radio waves?
No.
Oh, dear. Are they real?
Yeah, they're there. Trust me on that.
They work. Okay, so this is a little thing. If we maybe can open up your window just a teeny bit, okay? I believe, Christopher, that there are other things critical in life, just like radio waves, that have a big impact on how our lives go. I believe that a man like Jack Canfield, okay, that became, that sold half a billion books and Chicken Soup for the Soul and all that, he did all that because he believed in what he was doing, and he applied some principles and beliefs as well. It's not just hard work. It's energy, stuff like that. Just like your cell phone, okay? And so where did I, in my belief, in this part, I don't know how to answer it in a way you'll really get it, but I believe the reason I could do that kind of healing that I told you about is not the training, okay? And I did a 2-year mentorship, you know, with multidimensional energy training, and I have a list of, you know, lots and lots of different trainings, okay? You know, I went out to Minneapolis 18 times and master healer with Qigong and all these different things, okay? But I really don't believe that's why I'm able to do that, as well as other people, okay? I believe that you can facilitate. It's sort of a little bit like those, like what the radio wave does. It's like opening up and being a channel for things that you can't see that may be more powerful than the physical things that you can see. And that you can, when somebody reads The Secret or somebody manifests, okay, and it relates to also my beliefs about healing. And you know, I'm 68 and I'm in darn near perfect health.
All righty. I have to interrupt you, though, because we are way out of time.
Okay.
We went over.
Oh, my goodness.
I do want to have you give out some contact information so people can find out more about you.
Okay, great. I have two different websites. The first one for my healing is at ttlharmony.com. That's thomaslarryharmony.com, www.ttlharmony.com. And then my one with the marketing publishing work is the same thing, but it adds publishing at the end, and that's ttlharmonypublishing.com. And I can be reached on my phone number as well, 828-665-0984.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure definitely having you on our show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Christopher.
And for everyone else out there, stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.